Right? How are you doing?
I'm good. 안녕하세요.
Yeah. Hey, pressure. You're giving me pressure.
Yeah, I need to speak a little bit of Korean, you know?
Interesting. Yeah, welcome to Let's Nurture Life podcast.
Oh, thank you very much. Thanks for hosting me. Thank you so much for bringing me on board.
You are welcome.
Oh, yeah, say hello to your audience.
Please, I don't understand. My audience doesn't understand.
Mm-hmm. Just hi to everyone. Hi to everyone. That's how we say it in Korean.
Yeah, oh, okay. I'll come for tutorials later.
You know,
Yeah, over to the conversation. I am Bridget Ntuapia, your host for this podcast. And before I allow my special guest to introduce himself properly, I would like to thank all our listeners for always engaging and listening to this podcast. And the podcast is available on Anchor, Spotify, Google, and Apple Podcasts. Now, to my guest, today's conversation is about traveling abroad. When you talk to people, a lot of them will always be like, oh, me, I want to travel abroad, I want to move to this country, I mean, to seek greener pastures, to get a better life, for employment, to further my education, a whole lot of things. Now, I will allow you to introduce yourself. I know you as Bright, but then my listeners want to know you more. Probably have one or two things you want the listeners to know, so I will give you that chance.
All right, so I don't know what's mean by proper introduction, but my name is Bright Ayefri. You can call me Wati. Manager for Joker's Card, and I don't know what to say, but I'm now in Korea. Let me add that.
As I said, I'll come for tutorials. Please, will you charge me for it?
Oh no, it's free.
It's free. Yeah. Free bonto. Me, I love free bonto, so I'll come there at the right time.
Especially if you want diversity.
Diversity is important. I mean, in everything.
Yeah.
You have to.
Some people have they are not open-minded, and I think
which is very bad. I don't buy into that. Yeah. Okay. Now let's dive into the conversation. He said you are in Korea, right?
Yeah, sure.
And
sure.
For a lot of people, before someone can make a decision about traveling outside, it takes a lot of things. I haven't traveled before, so I can't really tell. You are the right person to give us the right information, preparing your visa, making decisions about where you live, maybe settling there permanently. That one depends on the individual. But then you are in Korea right now. You moved from Ghana to Korea. Can you share a little experience moving from Ghana to Korea? How has the experience been like?
Okay. All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Let me start with this. I had an opportunity to move to the USA.
Okay.
The opportunity to move to Korea, but I chose Korea over USA.
Hey, why?
Yeah, I know whenever I say this, people say, give me that response that, hey.
Mm-hmm,
yeah,
mm-hmm.
I chose Korea by USA because I'm someone who loves diversity. I didn't want to, I wanted to try something new, even though I didn't know much about Korean. So back at home when my sisters are watching these K-dramas and all this, I'll be like, what are you watching?
Ladies and Korean movies.
Little did I know that I was settled with these people.
Okay.
So there are so many things that goes into traveling. First of all, I'll tell you to prepare your mind, because you are going into a new environment where what is happening in your comfort zone, which is Ghana, it's very, very different from where you are moving to in terms of culture, in terms of people's understanding and thinking. There are so many things I need to say you need to. So first of all, you need to prepare your mind, right? Prepare your conscience, your mind. And if not, the moment you step here, you always start with complaints and you want to go home. So first of all,
you want to go home fast.
Of course, yeah, because someone like me, if I didn't prepare my mind, I will the next flight will be that I'll come back to Ghana. Yeah, because you know, it's not easy to settle in. You get that, then moving from your comfort zone to somewhere where you just don't know anybody. I'll share some experience you get to understand. So first of all, I'll tell you to prepare your mind to know that you are not the first person to travel. So wherever you, whichever place you want to go, whether Europe, USA, Korea, where I am, to any part of the world, you need to seek help from people. Not really about a connection people, connection men, not really about that, but at least you know someone who is there, ask him or her some nitty-gritties, how things are going, how places are, because I can share with you better experience if you want to come to Korea than any other person. So I think some people do such mistakes, and that's where they get bounced at visa interviews, because they think they know, they think they have the right document, they think they have it all, but just some simple question or some simple information might make them seem they are liars. Do you get it? So, it's not all about getting the right documents, which is part of the process, but sometimes seek guidance. We know how to present the know the document arrangement, this follows this, and some things you might even think it's just this process, but they have a way they communicate, especially when it comes to I remember coming to Korea, they said I should apostille my documents. I thought it was just a simple method. Little did I know that I need to go to the judicial service.
Are straight procedures.
Go to Ministry of Foreign Affairs, then go to the Korean embassy before my certificates get apostilled. So you might think the statement is just literal, but you know, it takes so many processing to just one statement. I think speak to someone, get to know someone who is from that place, and the person will tell you, oh, if you want to come to Korea in this summer, in fall, in autumn or spring, then you need to get these available documents before you can come. So sometimes people don't meet the deadlines because they feel they are written from the sites, from the embassy site. So they feel that those documents can be achieved very easily. But you know, Ghana, it's not easy, especially with our bureaucratic system and all those stuff. I'll tell you that get to know someone who is there, and the person will show you the way. And also, let me add this point, know someone. So, because getting documents to travel, you know, Ghana, sorry to say this, but that's the reality, that in Ghana, you need to pay more to get documents. Let me say it literally. I'm sorry, this might sound some way, but that is the truth.
Wow.
That you need to pay more, especially when they know you are traveling. Wow. Like, hey, you know this, so you need this money, pay this for this, and all those stuff. So,
this is revealing. I didn't know much about it, but you said in your contribution, statement, you said you should know someone. But what if the person, I mean, the country that the person wants to travel to, the person doesn't know anyone there? How can the person reach someone for information? Or I want to get.
I think maybe if the person
about
wants
knowing
to
someone,
why should I have heaven? He might even know, he needs to know Jesus, or maybe hell. So, sorry, not just kidding, but every country in this world, there are Ghanaians there. It was shocking to me when I found that, some places like Uzbekistan and some quote unquote, place that you won't think that a Ghanaian is there, we have Ghanaians there. So I think there is no country on this planet Earth that you cannot find someone from Ghana or Africa. Let me broaden it. That the person isn't there. So speak to people. I know when in Ghana, if you want to travel, people don't want to tell their secrets.
It's part of Ghanaians because there is this feeling that, you know, some people, I don't know how I should classify that, but some people think if I let people know we have before is going to do me this and that. I don't know. Sometimes it's funny, but then I think so far as you are going to a different or a new place, seeking information and asking people, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. So what will happen will happen. That's what I know. I didn't try Korea for my first time to get here.
Okay.
I think this is the second time. So I think it's something, if something is meant for you, it will be. That I believe in that philosophy. Whether you're a Christian or whatever, this philosophy is true. Even if you are an atheist. So if it's bound to happen, it will happen. That's it. So speak to people. But I get it in another direction, that people don't like it when everybody communicates about their issue. Like you speak to someone and everybody hears you.
Especially personal issues. You know, certain things are personal.
So I feel that on that side, I side with them. You need to know people, because the thing is, some processes, people like myself who are into the system, I'll tell you what you need to prepare.
Okay.
So that when you get to Korea, you won't get stranded.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Because it's very painful if you travel and get stranded. It's very, very painful. That's why we get videos of people who have gone to Kuwait, to whatever, and they feel like, when they got there, they are stranded and all those stuff, and that thing's really painful, because it's not easy to be a foreigner. It's never easy. It's never easy. So I would say speak to someone.
Okay.
Because people don't know the system. They can tell you. Frankly speaking, coming to abroad is like a secret court. You won't get to hear everything that it is until you
get there.
Yes, but some things you get to understand based on how the person is saying it. So I think you need to speak to someone. Someone knows someone. Someone knows someone, and that's how the trend is.
That's how the connection or the network.
I mean, Korea. I have friends in USA. I have friends in UK, in Europe, all parts of Europe and other places. So maybe if you tell me this, I'll be like, I want this course. I want to do this. I want to travel to this. Then let me connect you to this person. That's networking. I cannot be the direct source, but I can lead you to someone who knows. I think we need to speak to people.
Now, considering Ghana, the current economic situation or state, I don't know how I should put it, but it's not so good. And this is driving a lot of people to travel abroad, because they've heard stories, or they've seen people who have gone there and their lives got better. But I feel home is home. Currently, you are in Korea. So I will ask, comparing Ghana to Korea, what do you think you are enjoying better, or what do you think you are missing? Probably you've seen some changes in your life. I think so. I think you've seen, but I guess on the other side, there are certain things maybe you are missing because you are not home. Can you tell us about it?
It's a two-sided thing. I think I don't want to sound like how people sound when they are addressing national issues, but I think our leaders should have mercy on us. Our leaders should be more visionary when it comes to our country, and they should have mercy on us. It's not about all the time selfishness and those stuff. I said history says that country like Ghana Congo and all those stuff had better GDP than Korea. Yes, history has it there. But it took them conscious effort, good leaders, eradicated corrupt leaders, for them to have a successful country like this. I come to Korea, I'm in Korea, and I feel like home. Like, I feel safe. I feel this is the way everyone should live. Like, you go out, I can come anytime that I want. I won't get attacked. Nothing. And when, let me share this experience. When I got out from the airplane and I needed to be picked up by some Ghanaians, and they took long time. If time will permit, I'll share that experience with you. But let me jump to that part too, so that I will relate to the topic that we are saying. So I had my luggages, and they said, leave the luggage at Seoul Station.
Hey.
It's like Kijetia and Edum merged together, not in terms of infrastructure, but in terms of people, population density. Like, people, it's a train station and people moving out. So many people, like that helter-skelter movement. So they asked me, because we needed to get a ticket. I needed to, I'm currently at Busan. It's like Accra, Kumasi. So it's like Accra, and Busan is like Kumasi. So I needed to move to Busan. So I needed to get train tickets, and I cannot move with my luggage to take the escalator, then go for the ticket. So they asked me, my friend Francis and Makwesia Pia asked me, the Ghanaians, they asked me, oh, let's leave the luggage here, then let's go and get a train station. So it's like moving from those people who are in Kumasi and can relate very well, or who knows Kumasi, like moving from Kigetia or Doom to Roma Hill. That's how the distance was. So they said I should leave my luggage. And you know, I'm from Ghana. And I'm like, no, I'm not leaving it. And no, these are heavy. These are heavy. You cannot use it on the escalator and all this stuff. So leave it here. Nobody is going to take it.
You know what you've been exposed to. So you are trying to be careful.
Of course. I cannot. Yeah, because I had my laptop in. My laptop was really expensive. I cannot trade that chance. So, and I said, okay, then if the bags are heavy or we cannot use it on escalator, that's fine. Let me take my laptop and I can keep the bags there. If a chance somebody picks it, how they do it, the person can take my luggages, my cloth, my other things which are not really really important as compared to my laptop. So I picked my laptop and left, and guess what, we moved to the place. We got delayed because there were so many people who wanted that train back to Busan, and even I couldn't go that day. So we queued and they said, oh, we cannot get a ticket, and we spent like an hour more. Yes, I came back, or we came back, and my back was intact in the sense that I wasn't able to close my bag fully, and because we were in a rush, I came and it hasn't moved an inch. The bag is where it is. Nobody has touched it. Nobody has moved anything from it. And they said, we told you, this is how systems are here, because nobody is being trained to steal. And if you want to steal, there are cameras all over the place to catch you. Yes, so in Korea.
I think I need to come to Korea right now.
Of course, you need to. There are so many CCTV cameras around on the streets. So people are not trained to behave that way. And if you do that, the cameras will catch you and it will deal with you. So you move to train station and people have their phones. They'll get their phone lost there. It will be dead till forever, till you come back for it. Or someone picks it to the train station people, then they'll keep it for you. Then that is how systems are. So yeah, so it's so, and time consciousness. If it's 8:15, the bus is moving. 8:15, bus is moving. It won't wait for anybody. You cannot say, oh, I'm walking with my mom and she was going to buy bread. She's going to buy bread. No. So it's moving. If it's train, the time, exactly that time, it's moving. Because people have an appointment there somewhere. So time consciousness. 9 o'clock is 9. We don't have any GMT, Ghana Man time. No.
We don't like any 9 to 10, 9:30 to 10:10.
You miss it out. Man, you miss it. Yeah, so that is it. But sometimes we also miss it. I think most Ghanaians can share with me that you miss it. Sometimes you feel like, oh, I'm in a bus, then it's so new. Go float. Oh, yeah. Let me be frank with you. It's one thing. I think one day I was really thirsty and I had to drop off a station. Not really where I was going, just to get water.
Okay.
Then continue my journey. Yes. So I was like, ah, come on,
Ghana.
Flying 10
you're an abba. Oh, Ghana. Yes.
So,
wow.
It's that's how it is. And we have stops, bus stops. So if sometimes you can, if you are staying, somebody will get to the bus stop before it gets there. Not Ghana. Oh, miss Simba. And all those stuff. Yeah, sometimes we miss those things. Yes. Even though they are not really right. But it's also something that has been part of us for some long time. So I think Ghana can make it really nice in a way. If we can adopt a system of people who have developed, especially understanding that we need to use our language. I think this might deviate from the topic, but we need to use our language tree, because in Korea, everything is being taught in Korea. Every symbol is in Korea. Everything that you can see, it's in Korea. And that is the power of language. So they have developed because of the power of language. And you can see that almost every nation that has developed use language. And it's powerful.
People are language is powerful.
Who are Christian can attest to the fact that of the history of Tower of Babel. God destroyed their plans by confusing them with language, because they had one language and they were able to build a tower up to God. So that's the power of language. So even though this deviates from the topic, but I think we need to settle on one language. If we want to really develop, then use it for our education, our symbols, our everything. And surely we will be there.
I think we can reserve, or we can go into details concerning this particular issue, the language, then we can reserve it for another time.
I'll be glad.
You see, and I have heard stories where people who have traveled were like, when it comes to your social interaction or relationship with other people, there is this connection there, but when you go outside, the loneliness is too much. You don't really get people to talk to. I mean, is it really true? And if it is, how do you go about that?
That's true. Mm-hmm. That's really, really true. 100%. 100%. Let me simplify it. Each one for himself, God for us all. That's the system is here. So it's not like where you Ghana, you go to places, you meet people, they become your friends and all those stuff. No, here it's about you. If you have a girlfriend, it's about you and your girlfriend. If you don't have, it's about all about you. So that loneliness is really here. When you travel, it's really here. You don't make friends like in Ghana. You meet people, you talk to. No, it's not like that. Yeah, if you are talking with someone, the person will ask you, are you my friend? Yes. We'll tell you plain, you are not his friend. His or her friend. And you need to accept that. So I think that is really, really true when it comes to loneliness. So as I said earlier, prepare your mind. If you prepare your mind, that's how it is. You can conquer all those things. Because in order to curb those situations, I think most countries have their various individual country communities. We call it communities. You can join in Ghana. In South Korea, we have GASKA, which is Ghana, Ghana Association of Students in Korea, or something of that sort.
Okay. And
you can join where you meet Ghanaians and all those. Oh, but you have a friend here, he's a Ghanaian, and everything's fine. Like you can mingle when it comes to these stuff. So I would say, it's here. It's not like how it is. And okay. you need to accept their culture too.
Okay.
Because
okay.
if you abuse it, it can bring you problems. Mm-hmm. And here, taking a picture with a lady, you cannot just grab her and take a picture with her. Like Ghana,
unlike,
that you can
put unlike your Ghana. Unlike Ghana.
Yeah. Yeah, and let me say it, over here it's really serious. It's a serious offense. She can report you for sexual harassment. Okay. And that's a serious offense. Yeah.
Okay.
So as in Ghana, you can just hold a lady's hand and you can put your hand around her waist, compliments, like those sexually arousing compliments and all those stuff. Yeah, it's not like, it's never like that. It's never like that. You'll be reported.
And the last thing is, currently a lot of people go through this, some of these protest applications, it is done online. So when it comes to the scamming and the fraud thing, how do people avoid that in case you want to make decisions or you want to go through the processes to travel abroad?
I think people take advantage of people's eagerness to travel. So they dupe them, yes. That's then people take advantage.
Okay.
But one thing I need to tell everyone who is listening that.
Okay.
Bronin to say bibini. Sorry to say that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Everything that you need to do is being written black and white, colored or whatever on the internet. So get used to use the internet. If it's the embassy that you want, every document that you need is being written there.
Okay.
If it's if it's about the school, every document that you need is there. I did my process right by myself. Yes. So get to read about it. And also why I said earlier that know someone is because some things it's more technical than you know.
You need the people on ground.
Yeah, the people who know. That's where some connection man take advantage of you. But they will say it with so many you need this, you need that, you need this, you need it. But if you know someone who is into the system, you'll be fine. So speak to people and yes. And people will be saying, give me money for that, blah, blah. It's not easy. Don't think when you come to abroad, your first years will be just flourishing, as they say. So don't just invest so much in it, then you come and you just want to rip it out. No, it's not done. It takes time.
Okay.
Just get to know people just so that you skip so many payments and...
It's been a wonderful time with you here, and you've revealed a lot of things to me because we've heard a lot of, though we hear about the positive stories or the positive side, but at the same time we hear a lot of the negative ones, and you ask yourself and be like, hey, this thing crying, is it meant for me? Is it that thing? So to wrap up this conversation, your last words, brief one to our listeners.
I would say Korea is the best place to come because there's peace, there's no fight here, nobody owns a weapon, nobody has a gun for himself, there is... absolutely up to zero violence over here. So it's a nice place to explore, and I'll say if you have plans to travel, of course, as I said, talk to people, prepare your mind and all those stuff, and listen to this podcast. Let me say,
Has, very important
educative
thank you very much,
more insightful messages for you. Thank you very much for listening.
Thank you for accepting to be part of this conversation I'm glad.
And thank you for hosting.
So this is how we end the whole conversation or this episode of Let's Nurture Life podcast. Right, thank you once again. And listeners, I hope you will add this to your handbag or your backpack or whatever you have. Yeah, so that's how we bring this episode to an end. Right, have a wonderful time. Until then, stay safe. Bye.
Annyeong.
Yeah.
All right, that's good. Bye.